And welcome
Love
to
Radio.
Okay. Welcome to Ada Marie, the Golden Oracle, who helps you choose wisely for a great new year. January resolutions, we've all made and broken them. We start off brave and ambitious only to let ourselves down in a matter of weeks. Ada Marie, the practical mystic, says, why set yourself up for failure? Here's your chance to tap into her wisdom. Choose wisely and launch your new year with a workable plan. Choose freedom, harmony, and success. And Ada Marie.
Hi, Mary. How are you?
Are you ready?
I'm ready, yes. And, you know, the road to trouble is paved with good intentions because people can't follow.
That's right.
You know, they can't follow it all the way. Things interfere. So get a workable plan. Plan 1 week at a time and live 1 minute of 1 hour of 1 day at a time. That's the real clue because you always have an opportunity to pick and choose or change the status that you're in. And if you are tied into something and it is not working, then you need to be able to be flexible enough to back out and go another direction. Right, Mary?
Absolutely. And you know something? I did some research, and I found out that Aristotle had a name for the problems that we have with keeping our resolutions. And it was called akrasia, A-K-R-A-S-I-A. And it was to act against our better judgment through weakness of will. How's that? So it isn't anything new.
That's very interesting. Because, you know, today is Saturday?
The 7th, and it's Saturday the 7th.
And it's Saturday, and
mm-hmm.
you could be planning on Monday to be going and putting your car in the shop or going to meet a lady for lunch or getting your mail out, anything you were planning, and then all of a sudden, you here at your door is standing friends that you haven't seen in 20 years, and you need to take the time to spend with them. So what happened to the other 2 days that you were going to get all this work done? It's not going to get done, is it?
No, it isn't. There are things you cannot plan for.
Right. And you need to be flexible in your own self to let it be okay. Somebody said to me one time, they said, everything's always okay with you. I said, it's okay with me because it's for you. It's what you want, what you need to do, not what I need to do.
Uh-huh.
And so I can easily be flexible with you.
One thing that I would love to suggest to our listeners is that you be kinder to yourself and forgive yourself for not keeping every single thing that you decided to do. How's that?
Well, that's a good way too, and to know that things change by the hour. I mean, the weather changes by the hour. Okay, if the weather can do it, then people can do it. And you may have set up an appointment with somebody to go someplace 3 weeks ago, and they call you 2 minutes before you leave your house and say, we can't do it today because such and such happened and I just can't get away. Now, that happens oftentimes to people, and there is nothing they can do about it. You know,
yes,
you
well, the one
flexible.
Thing they can do about it is let you know. And some people
yes.
don't let you know. And because they're
right.
embarrassed or they forgot or whatever, you know.
Yeah, but if they let you know, then that sets you free to go ahead and do something else that you needed to do and see them another time.
Absolutely.
You know that?
Absolutely.
again, can you be flexible to allow another person to change their whole day around and not be upset? Can you do that? Is that okay? Can you yourself let go and then you're freed up for the day? So how many other things can you do that are important to you that day because this person has freed you up because they either had to go do another errand, pick up their mother,
or they broke their foot, whatever.
Whatever. Took somebody
or somebody
to the hospital.
Got sick. Who knows?
You don't know. So when you make a plan, always insert the fact that the best laid plans of men and mice are oftentimes not followed because the universe has changed the plan completely. And there's nothing you can do about it.
Right.
That's really a fact.
Absolutely. Now, we have some callers that are very anxious and waiting to talk to you. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Okay. Let's just try one of these folks. Telephone number ending with 404830. Hi there.
Hi there.
Hello.
Mike.
Hi, Mike.
Hello.
What would you like to ask Ada Marie?
Well, my question today is I'm currently working a job, and it's kind of not, and it's fairly new, and it's kind of not what it was sold as. And I had a choice a few months ago with another position, and there seems to still be some interest on with that other company. Group to go and eventually work for maybe at the end of the month, and I just kind of want to get some insight on that. If I should make the switch.
You need to make the change, Mike. You do need to make the change. They were not exactly honest with you when you took this position. So
right.
I would say yes. Look into the other position, and you'll find it to be much better.
Great.
Wonderful.
How do you feel about that, Mike?
Oh, you know, intuitively, I was kind of getting the same thing, and it's just like I just moved to the beach where that restaurant is, and the other one is back up in the mountains where I was living. So it's but I live by the beach, so that's not a bad thing.
Not a bad thing at all.
It sounds like what you
really needed was confirmation.
Yes. Yeah,
right.
I agree.
You're right, and you're good to go.
How many times
awesome.
do we receive messages and we talk ourselves out of it?
Yes,
very
I agree
often
with that.
People do that. Mm-hmm.
So trust your intuition, and you and Ada Marie are on the same track.
Okay. Right, we're on the same
awesome.
Page.
Thank
you
very much.
Oh, sure. And now we'll just move on to another questioner. Thank you, Mike.
Mm-hmm.
Hello.
And
we have someone who's it's 0933.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi. Can you
Hi.
Hear me?
Hi.
Yes, I can. What's
Hi,
your name?
Hi, my name is Tanya.
Tanya?
Hi, Tanya.
Yes.
That's a nice name.
What's your question?
My question is about a new position I'm hoping to get this year. And
okay.
I'm wondering if there's anything that you see that I need to be prepared for this position.
Have you got all your P's and Q's lined up for the position?
I
or
hope
is
that
there
I
anything
do.
That you have? Okay. Check to be sure there isn't something that you've overlooked or that you have to study a little harder for. Because the position is there for you and you can take it if you've got everything ready for it.
Okay.
Do you know what I'm saying?
Yes.
Do you understand what I'm saying?
Do you need certificates for it, or do you need references?
No, I have references. The thing is I did the interview already, and of course they have to do my background check, and that's where I'm thinking. That's where I'm at right now.
Aha. Uh-huh.
Well, the background check is going to be okay.
Woohoo!
That's not the problem. That's not a problem.
Okay.
So, if you know and you feel in your heart that you have the position, you have it.
I do. So this is the change that I'm waiting for.
It is, and you've waited a long time.
Yes, I have. Yes. Okay.
Yes, you have. So that's a good thing. That's what I'm seeing.
It might not be a bad thing to check in with some of your references and tell them how much you appreciate them. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Yeah?
You can do that. That would be helpful.
Mm-hmm.
But you don't need to do it because you'll be okay as it is. See, so there you go. The new year is going to bring you a wonderful, wonderful year and a lot of things. And if you want a complete reading, you could call me on the phone and I'll give you a complete reading. But you can't do that till you make a list, and you need to make a list of at least 3 questions.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay, and Ada Marie, want to give her your telephone number?
Oh, that would be a good idea.
She's not as psychic as you are.
Okay. 520-896-9510. And we're in Arizona, and you can call me between 8 a.m. and 7 p.m.
Arizona time.
Thank you.
Okay, thanks, Tanya.
Thank you.
Okay.
You're welcome.
Hello, 9612. Hello. Are you there? Hello. Well, let's go back on to 1305. Hello?
Yes, I'm here. Give me a moment so I can remove you from my hearing.
Oh, okay.
Hi.
What's
it's just that you won't hear me so well if I don't. I'm Deanna. I think it was last week I called in and I listened and spoke to Ada Marie.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
And I thought of you on January 1st, but I couldn't call my, you know, situation.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the dollar situation is tough right now. So I didn't want to abuse.
Right.
And I didn't call.
Sure.
I wonder what do you need a question?
Right.
Do you need a question?
What is your question?
Yes, we do need a question.
Okay. And you were saying, what is my what? My birthday?
No, I'm saying, what is your question?
It's about work and about recognition.
You're looking for a job?
Not exactly. Not exactly. I do have a profession. And I do work, but it is not a day-to-day job. It's not a 9-to-5 job. It is on call.
Oh, good.
And it's only for one establishment.
Now, you want the calls to continue to come in, correct?
Yes, I do.
Okay. Now, take a pencil and paper and write down the name of where you want the calls to come from. If you have a particular place you want them to come from. Right.
Yes.
I am receiving these calls from, you know, the universe or the world or this particular company. And then, after you do that, write your phone number under that particular statement. Fold it up and put it under your pillow at night.
Okay.
You got it?
You know, yes, I did. Yes, I did, and I think it is a good formula. And it's
it
a
works.
Manifestation. Yeah. I, more than just being called, I want to receive the recognition and the respect. And that has not always been there.
Well, the reason it isn't is because you've been too lenient.
I don't know how
lenient,
to be severe. I don't know how
you
to
don't
be,
have to be severe. You just simply, no, honey, listen. You don't have to be severe. You just have to talk with authority. This is my set hours. This is the time I have. I get paid in advance. If you give me a credit card or whatever, then we can talk.
May I suggest that the most important thing here of all is your belief in yourself and your own value. If you don't value yourself highly, no one else will. So you must begin to every day looking into the mirror and telling yourself how good you are and how great you are and how happy the people whom you work with will be at the job that you perform. Does that make sense?
It makes sense because you have to be. You have to, you know, like if you call me and I don't get an answer for you, I tell you, I do not have this answer. When people call and I channel, of course, and I get an answer, I answer. If I don't get an answer, I say, I'm sorry, I'm not receiving anything. I have to, you know, tell you that I don't have an answer for you, but you can call me back in a few days or a week. And I may have the answer, but right now I do not have an answer. So I'm really straightforward with people when they want to call me. I either got the answer, it comes, or I don't get the answer.
That's how I am.
And that's what.
Okay.
That's what you, yeah. Does that
make
sense?
That's okay. Yeah, that's
Deanna,
how I am.
Remember, every morning, look in the mirror and remind yourself of how good you are. That will help a lot.
Yeah.
You know, I believe
I'm good.
I believe I am good, but when someone disbelieves it,
then you have to believe harder.
So good.
Now, just listen, we have to go to another caller, but this is the answer. If they disbelieve, you believe harder. You believe more, and your belief is stronger than theirs. Okay,
right.
Thank you.
And the color pink is love, and use divine love.
All right.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay, we've got to move on now. Okay. Okay. Hello? Is there someone in the 213 area? Are you there? Hello? This person has been holding for quite a while, and I don't hear them speaking. So I'm just going to have to go on to someone else. Someone in the 917? Hello?
Hi, I'm just listening. I didn't raise my hand.
Oh, okay. Very good. Then listen. And Ada Marie, you've had some thoughts. I know you have. So,
yes.
let's just talk about what is on your mind right now.
Well, my mind is that people are. This is 17. It's not a 16. A 16 has been a very difficult and trying year. 17 is going to be just the opposite. Things are going to begin to flow, and they already have for some of my people. And there is this wonderful energy that is moving through the atmosphere and through the universe that is allowing people to have wonderful responses to things that they have worked a long time on and they are now seeing come to fruition. So if you are one of those people, don't give up. Go forward. And this year you will see a great response. A great response. It'll be positive and assuring for the things that you want to accomplish. Just know that this is a year of accomplishment and a year of very good happenings, and the world will be ready to take on and use whatever you have to offer it. So please, please, don't let this year of 16 get you down. You are now in a 17, which is a 1 is a powerhouse, and the 7 is perfection, and together they make a big 8, and an 8 is performance. So there you go. Do that with an open heart and a strong feel for your work, and it will come to pass. It will become very, very successful. I have to tell you that success comes to those who put forth the effort. Nothing comes by accident. Everything comes by the effort you have put forth to make it happen. Be a positive, happy, smiling person, and know that God has you in His hand and will produce for you what you put in your thought process that is positive and useful. So everybody who has some project that they want to move forward can do that this year because they have the option of being strong and honest and forthright, and they will receive the bounty that it brings. Don't think for 1 minute that you can't accomplish something if you hold the thought and it's a positive, constructive thought. It will come to pass. That's a fact.
Great. And let's see, we have someone in the 414 area code. And with your hand up, hello.
Hello.
Hello. Yeah.
Can you hear me? I think you took my call already.
Oh, okay. Thank you so much. And I really feel I feel heartened very much so by what you've been saying, Ada Marie, but I feel like there's a little bit more you have to say about this new year and the people who want to work with us.
Well, this is a very positive year, but you, in order for that positive action to work, you have to hold it in your thought process and in your own actions, in your own work, and in your own positive energy. So send it out with love and light and be sure that you hold that positive energy, knowing, K-N-O-W-I-N-G, knowing it is in the works and it is going to come to fruition. You must hold the knowing. Without the ability to hold the knowing on a project, it can never, ever come to fruition. It must have the knowing. And somebody said, what's the knowing? I said, no, you can do it.
Mm-hmm.
The little train was going up the hill, and it said, I know I can, I know I can, I know I can. It didn't do that, and it got up the hill, right? Well, it's the same kind of knowing that you have to make something move for you and keep moving in a positive, constructive manner. Does that make sense?
It does to me. And you know, Ada Marie, my very favorite prayer is I give thanks for the miracle that's happening right now.
You know what? The miracles happen every day all around us, and people fail to see them. They say, oh, that person was lucky. But they don't know what that person went through to have that good experience. So those miracles happen all day long, all around you. And if you are positive enough to know that you, too, are going to have a miracle, you will have it. because there's no way to keep it from you. It's not possible to keep it from you. So please, please think positively on any project that you are trying to put forth, if it is constructive. I'm very hard on that. Have a constructive idea and a constructive action, and you will get results. If it is negative, you will not get results. You will just scatter your energy all over. So be sure that what you want to do is positive and is healthy. It's very important.
Yes, some people waste a lot of energy wishing something bad would happen to someone who hurt them. And that doesn't work.
Well, what happens then is then they get what they wish for somebody else.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, what goes around comes around. It always comes home to roost, right?
Exactly. The law of cause and effect. What you
That's
send
right.
out will return to you increased and multiplied. So
That's
be
right,
careful what you wish for.
That's right. One man wished for a wife that was strong and healthy and a good cook. Well, he got a wife that was strong and healthy and a good cook, but she was also very demanding.
Oh, my.
So it doesn't work out too good.
That's cute. Now, just one second. I believe we have someone else who wants to ask a question.
Okay.
Let's see. Someone from area code 706. Hello?
Hello?
Hello.
Hi.
Hi, and what's your name?
Iris.
Iris. And you have a question for Ada Marie?
Yes, I just wanted to see what does she see for me in 2017.
You're going to have a very, very fun and positive year. And all the mistakes and things that happened last year will just melt away. You're on your way to a very, very high, joyful new year and better health.
Wow.
What you need to do is say thank you. thank you, the universe.
And how about relationship-wise?
How about what?
Relationship.
Oh, along toward the middle or end of spring, you will meet a new individual, and the relationship can be very positive if you have a positive attitude, because it's a happy thing. It's somebody who makes you laugh and makes you feel good.
Okay.
You'll be aware of that.
Okay. And
That's
what would
fantastic.
Happen with my past relationship?
What happened to your past one?
Yeah, what would happen with the past relationship? Would I
give You've got about a minute, and usually we limit this to one question. But Iris,
okay.
I think what you need to do is get a very clear conscience about your past relationship and end on a friendship.
You need to end that on a friendship. Okay?
Okay. Okay. Thank you.
Okay, and thank you so much. And Ada Marie, as usual, you have just given us something so special. And I really hope that these folks who called in appreciate the opportunity to speak to a real seer.
Well, I'm happy to. I hope they can use the information and make it work for them so they can be very positive, healthy, and happy too, and successful.
And on that, I believe we need to say love and light, and we'll see you next week.
That is correct. And love and light, success, and health to everyone. Thank you, thank you, thank you for calling.
And thank you, thank you, thank you, Ada Marie, for being so special and so generous. And
you're welcome.
Such love.
Okay.
Okay, bye.
Bye-bye.